Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. The Reverend Kevin Robson is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from St. Matthew, the 4th chapter. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Begone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and were ministering to him. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, there's always been this innate attractiveness about the thought of the schoolyard bully who gets his lights punched out by someone who has finally had enough. Or the lonely sheriff who stands tall for justice against a gunslinging gang in the town corral. Vengeance satisfies the angry soul, but it is not truly yours to mete out as the redeemed child of God. Lest you forget, you were there in Eden, in the first Adam. He is your flesh and blood and bone. Sin entered the world through that man, and death through sin. That's your inheritance, and there's no escaping it. Inborn and made manifest in a multitude of means, but it makes no difference, crassly open sin or the more hidden variety. It's all the same malady that leads to death. This is the problem, and it is all yours. Today. So, behold the new, says Matthew. And again, you are there in him, the second Adam, no longer in an Edenic garden, but rather the arid, bleak place of fasting and deprivation. It looks like Lent all around. Behold the faithful and true, obedient Son, genuine Israel, unlike the first, stepping forth into the desert for a fresh span numbering 40. Then he was led up into the wilderness. When? After the Jordan. After a baptism of word and water, when the voice that was born down from above declared, not if, but this is my Son, in whom I am well pleased. Led by whom? In order that Jesus might face the temptation to sin in the desert? Led by the Holy Spirit himself. God takes Jesus into this lonely place unto the divinely ordained end that his Son would be tempted. The Lord is in action and he is acted upon. Jesus was led there and he allowed himself to be led for you. Rudely questioned, temptationally manhandled, insulted, roughed up by this satanic slanderer, yet always steadfast in patience and submissiveness to his Father's will. For you, being and doing those things that you on your own would be impossible for you to do, but by faith in him, given to you as a gift, the perfection of his righteousness and obedience, all credited to your account. Simply by extending that very hand that would one day be pierced and broken, on that very spot, Jesus could have wreaked vengeance and destroyed that diabolical devil without delay. But it is first in this conquering victor that he would draw you deeper into the Word of God that testifies of him. He alone is the one who perfectly lives by every word that comes out from the mouth of God. And he alone is the one who will always refuse to put his Father to the test. And he alone is the one who will always worship and serve the Lord your God and never another. And now, by him, you are here in this wilderness facing the tempter with him. You in him, he in you. Suffering, resisting, praying, never by your inborn abilities, for by them you are utterly unable, but only in him and with him. Because now you are his, baptized into his death for your sins, his resurrection for your life. Lead us not only into the dangerous conflict, Lord, but also deliver us from the evil that we encounter there. Rejoice that he provides such complete delivery. It stands written, man will not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. This is how you and I approach God's altar with such confidence. These words, along with the bodily eating and drinking, are the main thing in the sacrament. Whoever believes these words has exactly what they say, forgiveness of sins. Then the devil took him to the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. You know that that was a prelude to the day that was to come. Then the new and second Adam would allow himself to be taken very near to that same city, only to be lifted and set upon a high place in misery and suffering even unto death, as the object of God's wrath against your sin. Lent gives way to the echo of a terrifyingly devilish refrain. Let him save himself if he is the Son of God. Let him come down now from that cross. But Lent causes you to remember and cling to this. For as by the one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience the many will be made righteous. He is the Son of God, forever standing firm against the evil one, wherever and whenever you would not. Think on Jesus and his cause and his stepping in on your behalf, and repent, knowing and believing that this perfect man, the second Adam, remained upright in the place where that first Adam, along with all of mankind, fell. That by this man, this Jesus, God come and fleshed in your human flesh, that in the last day before his throne of glory, worshiping and serving him alone, you will have joyfully declared it in the great confidence of the shed blood of your Savior. Be gone, Satan. I belong to this Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.